On April 8, 1996, White House counsel Jack Quinn prepared what was known to presidential staffers as a decision memo and sent it to the Oval Office. The Advocate, the leading news magazine for gay America, was planning to report that the Justice Department had begun to explore changes to immigration and tax laws that would place gay couples on the same footing as straight ones. "The magazine would like to include a statement of your position on gay marriage," Quinn explained to the president. The communication staff was unsure how to answer. Others were asking similar questions. Marcia Scott, whom Bill Clinton had appointed the previous June as the first ever full-time presidential liaison to the gay community, had been pressed for her views on same-gender marriage while meeting with gay activists in Boston 2 weeks earlier. She had stumbled through a non-committal response, saying it was important to ensure that those of you in these loving, long-term, and committed relationships can enjoy all the same benefits as opposite-sex couples. But whether marriage is the vehicle to make those changes is something we are looking at. Earlier that winter, a different writer from The Advocate, visiting the White House as part of a feature on Clinton's troubled relationship with his gay base over the course of his first term in office, asked Scott how the marriage issue could figure in the re-election campaign. "We must not allow the far right to use this as a wedge between friends," Scott cautioned. "We must keep focused on our final goal." Scott had been forced to dissemble in part because Clinton's position wasn't entirely clear to anyone who spoke on his behalf. The president's longest documented public comment on the subject was a single sentence in October 1992, when the Democratic presidential nominee was asked, as part of a written interview with Reader's Digest, whether he agreed that homosexual couples should have the right to get married. "I've taken a very strong stand against any discrimination against gays and lesbians," the then governor of Arkansas responded. "But I don't favor a law to legalize marriages." Even when Clinton offered that answer, it seemed to evade the essence of the issue. No state lawmaker, let alone a member of Congress, had ever proposed drafting a law to legalize same-sex marriage. A citizen's right to one was far more likely to be asserted by a court's interpretation of existing law than by a legislature's passage of a new statute. In 1992, the narrowness of Clinton's answer hadn't mattered. The Reader's Digest interview passed with barely any notice by other media or interest groups. But Quinn, now the president's lawyer, recognized the ways in which the answer was insufficient to the current moment, and he knew he couldn't afford to have government officials improvising every time they were asked for his client's position on such a potentially contentious topic. When the Advocate request made its way to him, Quinn decided that the issue merited its own set of talking points, a summary of the White House's perspective that could serve as a point of internal reference within the administration. His solution was for Clinton to say he does not personally support same-sex marriage, but also that he believed the matter was best left to state and local governments, as well as the private sector, to consider issues like these involving community values and matters of conscience. With Scott's help, Quinn attempted to frame that ambivalence in terms that reflected a Clintonian theory of politics. The challenge in addressing these issues is how to remain sensitive to the traditional values of our communities while preserving the fundamental right to live free from unjustified discrimination, he wrote. Quinn assembled his three curt paragraphs into a one-page memo and sent it to the Oval Office for a decision. The president was given three options: agree, disagree, or discuss.